Consumer spending trends often dictate what type of products are on the market. A new book suggests there's a big difference between what consumers want and what businesses believe consumers want. Fred Crawford is co-author of The Myth of Excellence, Why Great Companies Never Try to Be the Best at Everything. He says the combination of a good product and great customer service can be the formula for a successful product.
The difference between a great product and a good product is so narrow now that consumers can't tell the difference. But what they can tell is how they're treated, how they are responded to when they've got a problem. If they dial an 800 number for a manufacturer, how are they treated? What is the follow-up? Are they given a solution or are they just shuffled off to the corner? When they go to see their bank, can the teller solve their problem at the moment of need? How about their insurance agent? It's not the policy, it's the way the policy is rendered that seems to be making the difference these days.
And what do businesses think consumers want?
Unfortunately, most businesses, not all, but most businesses are still trapped in a 20 or 30 year old notion that the product or the service itself is the basis for distinction. Of course, that's still important, but these days, more and more consumers are making their decisions based on how they're treated.
Well, see, I thought businesses thought that consumers only cared about price, that people would buy anything for the right price.
That is, again, largely true, but for the book, we did research with over 10,000 consumers, and what we heard in every demographic, every age group, every income bracket, et cetera, was fair and honest pricing is required, but lowest is not.
So what does business need to do?
The single biggest thing businesses can do is to understand that human values are the new contemporary currency of commerce and market to people in a way that solves their problems as opposed to continually focusing on that 0.1% improvement in the product or the service that they're offering or bundling things in new and sexy ways. Divert some spending into those areas that consumers will actually notice and value. And we see examples of that all over business today. It's really amazing that 10 years ago, coffee in America was aisle 4 tin can. Now it's experience and interaction and the fact that people now go to Starbucks as a way of taking a time out in their day. The notion of coffee as an excuse or a reason for a social interaction and a pause in a day was a great insight and speaks to human values much more than content.
Why don't businesses know their customers?
If we look at the tops of businesses today, most of our executives were trained in classic marketing ways. It was a push mentality based on the content of the product. I've got a better mousetrap, therefore, if I market it right, the world will beat a path to my door. Unfortunately, the world has changed dramatically in only the last few years. Onslaughts of technologies, a lot more stress, people trying to do more with the same amount of time, all the while they're working harder and harder in terms of hours per week.
I see this coming up with the airlines who believe that we want low fares and we want the planes to take off on time, when what I want is legroom.
It's a great example. I mean, if we wanted to make a sweeping generalization of an industry, we could look at that one. Sitting out there in that industry is Southwest Airlines that is managed at a very low price point to create an excellent experience because of the way they treat their customers. And at the other end of the price point, we have Midwest Express, who is a wonderful example of a company that has leather seats, extended legroom bobs, so you would love them, champagne on every flight, gourmet meals, chocolate chip cookies. And yes, they charge a little bit more, but for most people, it's absolutely worth it. It's simply that it feels so good to run into a company that takes care of them in this fashion that they will reward it with repeat business.
Is business going to listen to this, or do they think this sort of atmosphere is a luxury?
It's interesting. When we started the research for the book 3 years ago, nobody wanted to talk to us. The economy was in overdrive, record profits, everything else. But we knew there were seeds of discontent out there. When you talk to consumers, you could see, yeah, they were spending money, but they were not enjoying the experience. Today, we are as busy as we've ever been, perhaps too busy, because this message really resonates in an economy that's struggling.
Fred Crawford is co-author of The Myth of Excellence, Why Great Companies Never Try to Be the Best at Everything.